It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm very glad we're together. I just got some very good news on this postcard. First of all, take a look at the beautiful picture on the card. This is a picture of a mountain in Japan. You see the reflection of that mountain in the water down here? It's called Mount Fuji. And this card is from a good friend of mine and somebody that you know. It says, "Dear Fred, Japan is wonderful. I can't wait to tell you about it when I get back." And here it says he's going to be here today. "Regards to everyone in the neighborhood, Ezra." Ezra Jack Keats, you know? Oh, wonder if that's he already. No, it's Elsie Neal. Hi, Elsie. Fred. Come in. What do you have?
I have some chestnuts.
Oh, won't you come in?
The neighborhood chestnuts. Was so beautiful this morning, I thought I'd gather some. And while I was passing your house, I got an idea.
Please sit down.
Thank you.
Horse chestnuts. Oh, boy.
Do you have any masking tape?
Yes, I'm sure I do. Just a second. Yeah, here's some. Will that do?
Oh, that's fine. Tear off a little streamer.
Elsie Neal and her great ideas.
Well, I hope this is a great one. Can you help me?
Certainly.
If you hold this end, just to see how this is going to work.
I'm going to use horse chestnuts.
Horse chestnuts?
On the masking tape.
And oh, they feel so good, nice and cold.
Uh-huh, and smooth.
For a little variety, let's put one of these oak leaves on here. Let's use two.
What's this going to be?
This is a little hanging piece.
Well, that's a clever idea. Decoration for a room, huh?
I was anxious to see how it was going to work. Now let's see.
Really pretty. Isn't that a great idea? And imagine these things coming from trees. Beautiful. Oh, here's some without the prickly stuff taken off.
Yes, it's in its pod.
Could we pull that off?
I think you can.
I'd like to show my friend. Oh, look at that. Look at those inside. There's a horse chestnut right inside that. Hey, Elsie, I was just thinking as you were making this, you know, there's some places in the world that don't have horse chestnut trees or trees with leaves like this.
Well, you know, that's the beauty of working from nature. You can just go out and use whatever's growing wherever you live.
I mean, just take a strip of tape like that and you could put shell on, I guess.
Yes, and you can use straw.
Straw? That's a great idea.
Bits of paper.
Well, thanks for showing us that.
Oh, you're welcome.
I like it when you stop in like that. Look, you have some... What are you doing?
Some, I'm leaving these with you if
you'd
like to have them.
Oh, I was just about to dump them in there. You bet I'd like to have them. Thank you very much.
Oh, and by the way, Fred,
yeah.
I'm going to have an exhibit of circus miniatures in the craft shop next week. Do you think you and your friend could come?
You bet. Certainly, I'd like to very much. Here's your wall decoration.
Thank you. I'm going to hang this up in the craft shop.
Good. You bet we'll be over.
Good, thank you.
First of the week, all right?
Fine.
Good. And thanks for these horse chestnuts.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye. I used to collect these when I was a little boy. Yeah. See if I have a bucket in here. Yeah. What's this thing? Oh, I'd forgotten about that. I use that as a telescope. Wait a minute, I'll show you something. Here's what I used to like to do. Get a tube or any kind of thing like that and just go, watch this go through. Into the bucket. You like to do such a thing? Oh, I used to get these things and dump them out and count them and then put them back in. You are my friend. You are special. You are. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you. In the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Certainly are. And whatever you have, you could make something with a strip of tape like that for a decoration. You see, I have them all in the little container there now. I'll keep them that way too. Well, Ezra's not here yet. Why don't we think about some make-believe? Okay? Hey, fish, would you like a little food? You are special. You. Let me see. What could we think about in make-believe? I'm mighty pleased about that note coming from Ezra Keats. Why don't we make believe that Lady Aberlin gets some kind of a letter or something that she is really excited about? Okay? Let's think about that for our make believe today. Ready? Neighborhood of make believe.
Oh, trolley.
A trolley.
A lady. I want to ask you a question.
Oh, go right ahead.
Where is Purple Panda? I haven't seen him for days and days.
He's been in Westwood, and I just got a letter from Mrs. Frog. Let me read it to you.
Oh, I would like to hear that very much.
Oh, here. She says, Panda has had a good time here. You see, we've had a circus here, and Panda has been helping the circus.
Helping the circus, oh, lucky Panda, helping.
And then she says, he has many friends in the circus. He seems very happy when he's with them. He'll be coming home on Monday when the circus leaves.
Panda, our panda, helping at the circus, playing
panda,
at the circus.
Panda, helping at the circus. Oh, Edgar, don't you wish a circus would come here?
Oh, yes.
Circus.
Edgar Cook, Lady Eberlyn, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
May I ask you what all this merriment is about? Yes, oh yes, tell him, Lady Eberlyn.
Well, you see, Uncle Friday, I've just gotten a letter from Mrs. Frog.
What is her news?
There's a circus in Westwood, and Panda, our own purple panda, has been helping with the circus.
A circus? How lovely. When will it be here?
Uncle Friday, you mean you asked the circus to come here?
No, but surely it will come to my kingdom if it goes to Westwood.
Do you really think so, Uncle Friday?
Well, I shall inquire. You'll ask the circus to come here.
Will you, Uncle Friday, will you?
Well, of course I will. Oh. They should be delighted. Good day.
Good day. A circus in this neighborhood. Oh, Mrs. Frog, what goodness came folded in this little letter of yours.
I hope it can come.
So do
Lady
I.
Lady Eberlyn.
Oh, Edgar, so
I
do
hope,
I.
Hope it can come.
Tightrope walkers and acrobats and jugglers and maybe even a lion if it's tame. Oh, a circus, a make-believe circus. Oh, X!
Hey, Lady Eberlyn, I was just studying my stop lesson again.
Oh, that's wonderful, X. I have something to tell you. Guess what?
A new safety rule?
No.
What?
The circus is coming here, X.
Here?
Yes.
To our neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the circus.
Yes, and I'm so excited about it with jugglers and tightrope walkers and acrobats and a lion and a clown.
A circus? We better tell Henrietta right away.
Oh, sure, of course. Henrietta?
Let me tell her. I want to be the one to tell her, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Meow, 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 meow. Excitement here, meow.
Hen, there's something coming.
Meow, meow, hurt.
Oh, no, Hen. It's something very, very exciting.
Meow, is it?
Henrietta, the circus is coming.
Meow, here?
Yeah, right here. A whole circus with acrobats and jugglers and tightrope walkers.
Meow, meow, sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Lady Eberlyn told me.
Meow, 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 coming.
I don't know. When is it coming, Lady Eberlyn? When is it coming?
I don't know, X.
Oh, well, maybe King Friday knows. No, I mean the exact time.
Well, I'm not even sure that Uncle Friday knows, X.
Meow, 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 meow.
Well, it's not absolutely sure that the circus is coming. I mean, there's every...
Not sure? What do you mean?
Well, Uncle Friday wants the circus to come, and there is a circus in Westwood. And Panda is helping with that circus.
So, you mean the circus might come? Is that the point?
Yeah. That's the point.
Meow, want me a circus, meow, come, don't you, meow, meow, Alberlin?
Oh, yes, I sure do, Hen.
Well, there's a very big difference between telling me you want the circus to come and telling me the circus is coming.
I know, X.
I'm really disappointed.
Oh, I'm sorry, X. I just got carried away with it all.
Meow, 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 think, meow. Meow, 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 help, meow, Friday, meow, 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 circus, meow, meow.
You're right, Hen. That's what I ought to do. I should try to help make it happen instead of just saying it's going to happen.
It sure would be a lot better. I mean, to be sure of it before you...
Tell people
about
it.
Go and tell a few people about that it's really coming.
I'll sure try and remember that, X, in future.
But you know, if it does come, I could help set up the tent. I mean, I have been known to be a very helpful owl in my day.
Oh, everybody knows you're helpful, X. Why don't I tell Uncle Friday about your offer, about helping make it happen?
You mean you would?
Sure, I'll tell him now.
Okay, tell him we'll do all we can to help.
Because, X, Uncle Friday has asked. Well, no, that's not true. He promised he would ask the circus people to come here.
Oh, well, if that's fine, then okay. Well, I'll be ready to help if, in fact, it comes.
Meow, 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 meow.
If, in fact, it comes.
Meow, help too, meow.
Okay, hen. Trolley? A circus might come to our neighborhood. We're going to have to wait and see.
They'll all help make the circus come, not just wish for it to come. Well, maybe that's Ezra Keats now. Let's see. Yes, it is. Hi, Ezra.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome.
Good to see you again.
I'm glad to see you.
How have you been?
We just got your postcard, and very glad that you'd come today.
Oh, that's not all. I brought you some lovely things my Japanese friends gave me. I'd love to show it to you.
Oh, well, would you show them to me here or in the kitchen?
I think we'd have more room in the kitchen, okay?
Good. Come on in. I was showing my friends some horse chestnuts here that Elsie Neal gave me. Do they have chestnut trees?
They sure do.
Oh, do they?
Oh, beautiful. Just beautiful.
In Japan?
Yep.
You know, I also showed them this this picture of Mount Fuji. Did you see it?
Oh, yes. I saw it an entire day, from morning to night, and it was the most beautiful experience in the world. His colors kept changing and changing all day until finally, at sunset, may I show you something?
Mm-hmm.
The colors were like this.
Looked like the reflection?
Yes, and then a big orange moon came out, and it was the most beautiful thing in the world.
Think of the moon right there. Boy, I'm glad you were able to go.
Oh, I'm glad
to. To Japan?
Yes. Would you like to see a book that made me many, many friends in Japan?
Mm-hmm. Skates?
Yes. It's a story about these two dogs who find two pair of roller skates.
Uh-huh.
And this trash can, and they try to learn to skate, and all sorts of funny things happen. And it has very few words, almost no words, it's just pictures.
How did it make you so many friends?
Well, when the children saw the pictures of the dog skating, they became interested in roller skating, and more children began to roller skate. Then their mothers were concerned because they didn't want them skating in the streets. Traffic is pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they persuaded the mayor to build a skating rink, a roller skating rink for them.
In Tokyo?
Yep. And then I got a letter from him inviting me to come when the skating rink is ready to be the guest of honor. So I'll be going back.
Will you be going?
Yes, and I really look forward to it.
And they'll be opening a skating rink in Tokyo, partly thanks to this book. Oh, that's a great
idea. Would you like to see pictures of some of my friends there?
Certainly would. Are these some of the children that you met there?
Yes, this is a picture of a little girl watching me draw. She asked me to draw a picture of a cat from High Cat. Mm-hmm. And these are children in the library that was built from an old railway car. They turned it into a library for children. And it's full of puppets and books. And here they were asking me to draw too, and I was doing some pictures for them. This is inside an old railway car. And here is a picture of some of the children listening to a story being read to them. You can see how they were enjoying it too.
Yeah, they must love stories.
Oh, they do. You know, children all over the world love stories and respond this way.
I have
some pictures these children drew of me.
Oh, here are pictures of Mr. Keats, drawn by some children in Japan.
Here I am with flowers around me.
Mm-hmm. And the sun over here.
Yes. It's quite a mustache, isn't it?
It looks like your real one.
Yep. And this is a picture of me when I was walking down the road and the sun was shining and I was wearing my scarf because it was pretty cold. It was in February, and my camera over my shoulder. And it really caught the way I felt, very happy.
And your typical hat.
Yes. Yes.
That you often wear.
Now, here is a puppet of one of the children's mothers did of me with my cap.
It has the cap on, too.
Yes. Do we look alike? Is it pretty good? Pretty close?
Certainly is. So one of the mothers made that puppet. You know, I'm interested in puppets. But all of these things that they've given you have to do with your own interests. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, yes. And here is a little umbrella. It's very much like the real big umbrellas, mm-hmm. which are used. Always beautifully designed. Colorful stripes and letters, lettering and things. It's made of paper and they're treated, and they're very, very good umbrellas for protection from the rain and snow.
I mean, those paper umbrellas will take the rain and the snow.
Yes, yes. And now I'd like to show you another way of reading. This is a scroll, a picture scroll, and this was sort of the way people in the olden days went to the movies or saw television. They'd slowly unroll this and all together would look at the pictures and enjoy the story told by the pictures. Here you have a monkey and a rabbit and other rabbits and monkeys, and here's a rabbit riding a donkey. And they were a lot of fun-loving, mischievous animals, and it told a wonderful story, and they just turn it and look at it this way.
And the whole family would sit around and look
and
at
a that's right.
scroll
that's
like right. that and tell the
and
story
take
together.
Take their time and enjoy it leisurely. And read into pictures, you see.
What a lovely idea.
And here, I thought you'd like to see one of my books in Japanese. I can't tell you how thrilling it was to see this book in Japanese and how beautiful the lettering is.
Yes.
And the Japanese have great regard for books. Look how beautifully they're made. This is known as a slipcover, and the book is inside.
Goes right
fits inside.
Oh, what a treat to see all these things.
Aren't they interesting? I made so many good friends. As a matter of fact, I have to leave now because I have many, many letters waiting for me at home from children here who have been writing to me, and I can't wait to read them. So I'd love to get back.
You have a great relationship with the people that you write books for.
I hope so. I think so.
I want to keep this
yes,
postcard.
Yes, please do. Please keep it. And I hope someday you can see Mount Fuji, too.
I'd like to.
I'll put my cap on so I'll look like the pictures the children drew of me.
Thank you, Ezra.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
For sharing your trip with all of us. Hope you'll come back again.
I will. I certainly will.
Best to you.
Bye. Right.
And welcome home again.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. My card of Mount Fuji. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We had lots of things to talk about today, didn't we? Mm-hmm. I like being with you. You're my friend. Yeah, I'll be back. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
You know, little babies don't know how to take care of themselves, so big people have to do almost everything for them. They have to keep them from climbing where it isn't safe, and from touching hot things or playing with matches. They even have to keep babies from putting sharp things in their mouths. Sharp things and paper and thread and things like that. When you were a baby, big people had to keep you away from things that could hurt you too. But now that you're growing, you're not a baby anymore. You can keep yourself away from those things. You know, there's so much that you can do to take care of yourself. Any wonder people can be proud of you. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too.